WHDD presents Susan Says.
I read the Comey book after the rollout and the less than satisfying interviews where I thought he lowered himself to Trump's level with personal attacks and you can't get that low. I was not sure that I wanted to read the book, but I want you to know I was wrong. About 90% of the book is not about deranged Donnie and his orangeness or anything else about him. It's a well-written, human, and intelligent, informative work. It explains and shows the delicate and difficult decisions, some we may not agree with, but how they came about. I understand now, and I'm sad to say, I have to agree, he did the right thing, even though it probably helped Hillary's defeat. I believe his sincere desire and goal was to reign above politics. He's a tad sanctimonious, but really smart and decent. I like the book. The few pages, about 45-ish, we know about already, but the crude and unduly nasty way that he fired Comey made my skin crawl. He is a thug and a moron, as I always knew, but this illustrates it in ugly detail. Now for my own ugly little trauma. So, cabs costing what they do, and all my friends using car services, I thought I'd try one. Uber left me stranded at the airport, so pass on them. I'll try Lyft. I had an important thing to go to way downtown. So I signed up, and I ordered a single car, and lo and behold, a nice guy shows up and says, well, we're going to pick up Kimberly now. I say, who is Kimberly? He says, your share. I say, I don't want to share. He says, well, tough, that's what happens. We picked up a nice girl after going out of our way, and then went again out of the way uptown when I was going downtown. I was really upset. I was nice to her as she felt badly. It's not her fault. Okay, I'll go to email or call the service and find out what went wrong. Good luck. There's no phone. There's no email. They don't answer. Some stupid questionnaire. And it only asks you to rate your driver. You can't say what really happened. So I thought, well, that's that for them. But a couple days later, the rain, the deluge, the flood. I had a really important breakfast meeting that I'd paid for, a political thing for Adam Schiff, who I love and is the single-handed fighting guy in Congress against deranged Donnie, so I was going to get there. But against my better judgment, I tried Lyft again. Now it's 20 minutes because of the rain, but no cabs have been by in 15, so I wait. I booked my single ride again for $7. With my new discount for going a second time. Guess what? He picks me up, and instead of going downtown, he makes a left to go what? Uptown. I lost it. He said, well, that's what they're showing me. He had no choice. I say, let's call them. He says, we can't. I said, let's email them. He says, well, you have to do that after. I really lost it. Pouring rain, lots of bad swearing. I insist he stopped the car, and I got out. Yeah, that was dumb. But I was really upset. But lo and behold, I got a cab, and I was only marginally late and sort of wet for the breakfast. When I got home, I complained again. You can't. Finally, I said, wait a minute, I'm in the press. I'll contact their press. And lo and behold, 2 minutes later, after I threatened them to do what I'm doing now, bomb them on the radio, they email back, they're so sorry, what can they do? I didn't put in the right information. I pushed the wrong button. They'll give me a credit. Forget it. She was very nice. But Lyft's business practices suck. Life is so complicated in New York.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.